This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Syrian civil war has faded from the headlines, but is far from over. On the 13th anniversary of the war, rebel militaries and families on the front line say battles there are intensifying and increasingly deadly. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
What began as peaceful protests in Syria in early 2011 quickly became a gruesome civil war. More than a decade later, the battles and the humanitarian crisis they have caused continue. For families on the front lines, the end is nowhere in sight. The government of President Bashar al-Assad controls most of Syria, but the United Nations says fighting in recent months has seen its largest escalation in 4 years, causing an unprecedented humanitarian crisis. Heather Murdoch in Istanbul with Muawiya Atrash and Ahmed Falaha in Idlib, Syria. VOA News.
A U.S.-based charity group, World Central Kitchen, said on Wednesday it was confident the ship carrying aid will get to residents in Gaza, which is on the verge of famine after 5 months of war.
So work continues on the jetty. We're working on it 24-7. And so we are confident that when the aid gets to Gaza, there will be a way to offload it and get into the hands of Gazans who are starving and need this food aid urgently.
Linda Roth, Chief Communications Officer at WCK. Russian President Vladimir Putin told the West on Wednesday Russia was technically ready for nuclear war. Putin, speaking days ahead of an election which is certain to give him another 6 years in power, added the nuclear war scenario was not quote-unquote rushing up, and he saw no need for the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine, but said from a military technical point of